This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A huge hydroponic farm in Wilmington, run by recently incarcerated men and women, drew rave reviews from politicians and prison reform advocates when it opened more than 2 years ago, and now it's closing. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the founder blames the pandemic, but a reformer says the hype exceeded performance.
Second Chances Farm was touted as a way for former prisoners to reintegrate into society while earning $31,000 a year plus benefits and even stock ownership. Its clever motto was, "Let us break the cycle." But when the pandemic hit, business plummeted. That's because restaurants that were buying the leafy greens, herbs, and microgreens had to shutter. Founder Ajit George pivoted to a home delivery model, but it wasn't enough. Debts mounted, as did lawsuits by unpaid vendors and contractors. George says the business will be planting a new seed in a mini farm at a local restaurant.
We're not shutting down the idea. We're not closing the concept of Second Chances Farm. What we are doing is going back to our roots, and we're simply vacating a building that was 90% empty for the entire time we were there, and then we will grow back up to service more restaurants.
George confessed he was incredibly naive about the addiction and mental health challenges faced by many former prisoners. But Hanif Salam, who works with returning citizens, said the farm focused on promotion rather than people. Instead of 70 people working full-time, it only had 10 employees, some of them just part-time.
The point of the program was to teach individuals a skill that they may have been ignorant to in the past, and then take that skill into an entrepreneurial level. And I've never really seen the program invest in the people the way that it would have been necessary to have a flourishing program.
Salam said the collapse is dispiriting to those who went to work at the farm.
To the individual who's truly trying to better themselves in their situation, it ends up being all smoke and mirrors or a pipe dream. And that could really affect the way a person thinks and their motivation to continue to want to drive to be successful.
The farm's early promise spurred a September 2020 visit by then U.S. Attorney General William Barr, who praised it as a recipe for success in reducing recidivism. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.